Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
You've been on the show for over a decade now. I've never asked you this question. Are the Royals going to be all right?
Tough weekend, wasn't it? Yeah, one run in three games isn't going to cut it. But a day off. They'll be in Washington, D.C. It's a new venue. Pretty much a new team. They really don't know that much about Washington. Maybe that's good. But it's just a matter of the guys relaxing, swinging the bats, hitters coming through with runners in scoring position, which was really good through the first, I'm going to say, 5 months of the season, but it's been lacking lately. But I think we're all right. I think we're going to be in the tournament. Now, if they lose five of the next six, then it's anybody's guess, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Denny, what happened to the offense? Is this something just as simple as the injury to Vinny Pasquantino just altered the course of the season? You mentioned it, one run over the course of the weekend. They have had two extended losing streaks since the injury to Vinny Pasquantino.
Yeah, that's a big part of it, because stop and think about it. He's your number three hitter. He's a left-handed hitter. He's right in between Witt and Perez, who are both right-handed batters. That gives you great balance. Anything the opponent wants to do at the top of our batting order to bring in a pitcher, whether it be left-handed or right-handed, the Royals still have that balance to offset that. So it's a guy that's, well, right, he was right on the verge of driving in 100 runs. Both Witt and Perez now have done that. But when you've got three guys at the top of your lineup, all of whom have more than 100 runs batted in, that's a pretty potent offense. And since Vinny's exit with the injury, why the Royals coaching staff and the manager, they've been jockeying the batting order around a little bit. Now, the top of the order has stayed pretty well as it was, except now Perez and Witt have been kind of pinched together. So you lose that bit of balance, that right-left-right balance, and then the guys below them from five down to nine have to pick up. That hasn't happened, and that's another part of the problem.
Denny, how much of this do you think is pressing? How much of it do you think is the moment? Because you mentioned the first 5 months of the season, and baseball is so much about the marathon and not the sprint. Once you get to that final month of the season, it is a sprint, and baseball games we don't really analyze like it's football. But once you get to this, every pitch matters, every at-bat matters, every game, every series matters, and it seems like the weight of those expectations have really crushed the Royals.
You talk about pressing, and I think that's an individual thing. Some guys feel it a little more than others. Who those people are, nobody knows. They keep it to themselves, obviously, and it's not that apparent. But, yeah, there's some pressing going on, and then there's team pressing or team pressure. The one guy in the batting order doesn't get the job done. The guy behind him thinks he has to hit a six-run home run, and it doesn't work. And it's just a team game. You got to move your runners. You got to get them on. You got to move them over. You got to get them in. The Royals did a wonderful job of that through the first 5 months. That has been lacking. They're going to have to pick that up. Otherwise, they might be on the outside looking in.
Denny, it's funny because, you know, the third wild card, I think, has been pretty controversial. I think that's the thing that's going to save the Royals. If you were asking me over the final six games, are the Royals going to outplay the Tigers? I just don't know how you can say that based on how the Tigers have played in the month of September and how the Royals have played. Now, to me, it comes down to, all right, the Tigers are going to make the postseason. They're grabbing one of those two spots aside from the Orioles. Now, the question is, over the next six games, can the Royals be better than Minnesota?
Well, I think so. That would be my bet. And as you know, I'm not a betting person. The one thing the Tigers have going for them, I don't know if it's been mentioned or not, but their last three games of the season are against the Chicago White Sox. And we all know what's happened to the White Sox this year. So that's no guarantee for Detroit, not at all, because Chicago still has major league players. Sometimes they don't play like it, but they've had a brutal year. But they would like nothing more than to beat Detroit two out of three or maybe all three. Will that happen? Probably not, but don't think they won't be motivated.
I hate to compare the Tigers to the 2014 Royals, but it kind of has that feeling. You remember the Royals were a 500 team heading into August, heading into September. They caught fire and just went on a little bit of a run. If I'm a team like Baltimore, if I'm Houston, I want no parts of the Tigers right now.
Yeah, because you know what else? Their pitching is good. And pitching is going to prevail in a short series. Pitching is going to prevail in the postseason tournament every time. And if your pitching and your bullpen, starters and relievers, are in good form when you go into the postseason tournament, doesn't matter whether you enter as a wild card or you're in as the champion of the division, you're going to be a factor because your pitching is going to insist that. Now, you still got to score a few runs once in a while, obviously, but yeah, pitching's going to go a long way in the postseason. It always does.
Denny, I'm going to ask you this same question, but just in a little bit of a different way. Can you offer up some confidence about the Royals? Because people driving around right now in their cars, Denny, I'm here to tell you confidence is very low when it comes to the Royals. The fan base is not very confident. Can you give us a little bit of confidence about the Royals for this final week of the season?
Okay, how about this? Six games left. They'll do better offensively. Don't forget the starting rotation. It's been very good all year, especially Waka, especially Lugo. The other guys have been good. Reagans has been good. He opens the series in Washington. They'll figure out a way to score some runs. Royals will be fine. They will be in the tournament.
All right, Denny, you know what? You're going to be on the show next week. I hope that we are not doing a season wrap-up conversation, and I hope we are getting ready for the Royals to go on the road for the wild card series. Denny, we enjoy having you every single week. I'm happy that we are talking so late to the season. Normally, you and I are done talking to each other once football starts. We are in week three, week four of the NFL season, and you are still a regular staple on this show.
How cool is that?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.